Not sure Democrats can be more evil. Well, I can. Let's find out what this is about right after this.
Random thoughts, politics, culture, religion, what is the vision?
Welcome to Random Thoughts, Rayshawn Blyden here. Let's get right into this. Let's see what this is about. About not being sure Democrats could be more evil. I would like to know what this is all about. Not sure Democrats could be any more evil. Well, there is no bottom for Democrats to hit. So, well, hell, I would argue hell, but I digress. There's no bottom for Democrats to hit. So, if you've been waiting for one of them to stand up and express outrage about anything related to any of the damaging policies they push, don't hold your breath. Murdered Americans at the hands of illegal aliens? They yawn. Random women being punched in the face by thugs and goons on the streets of New York? Whatever. Are Americans unable to fill their gas tanks or afford groceries? Who cares? You morons don't know how good you've got it anyway. Ingrates. That's the attitude of Democrats, by the way, not the attitude of myself. At least, and they mean it. They hate you, seriously. Hate them back. Well, hate isn't something I should practice because I am Christian and you really should pray for those, your enemies, which Democrats definitely make it tough for us, myself, I'll speak for myself, to pray for them because they are pure evil. Not like you need more evidence or reason, but there was something that happened this week on MSNBC that was particularly illustrative of what's wrong with Democrats. No, it wasn't the firing of Ronna McDaniel, though that was bad enough. It was about the border. We know Democrats don't give a darn about the border, at least insofar as securing it goes. They love the border so much that they will do nothing to secure it at all. Kind of like how they treat voting. Sanctity of it is so important that anything is done to ensure its integrity, no matter how commonsensical or obvious, must be banned and vanished. Their policy towards voting and the border makes zero sense. Of course it makes zero sense. Which means they're not simply wrong by accident, they're wrong by choice because pushing the wrong thing helped them. While not giving a darn about the border, MSNBC can't ignore it. Even the most dedicated rage mad cow zombie knows people are flooding across it. So, the left needs to find a way to talk about something that outrages their base, about something other than the dead bodies from illegal aliens, murders, or drug overdoses. What did these sociopaths come up with? You guessed it, abortion. You might wonder, how abortion fits into the border, but that's only because you're a sane person. If you really thought about it, you could probably conclude that the issue relates to all the sexual assaults, or SA, oops, I already said the word, oh well, YouTube, and grapes, take away the G, illegal aliens suffer on the long march north, and you'd be right, but not in the way you think. In a truly amazing segment, MSNBC expressed outrage not over the cartels and their kidnapping of women. They are smuggling and holding them to be repeatedly raped by their fellow migrants. Nope, it wasn't about that. Nor was the segment about the horrors women face in third world cultures, like those Democrats are playing international Red Rover with on our border. No one on the left wants to talk about that. They'd rather whine about a lie like the wage gap than cultural rot they're inviting to overwhelm our neighborhoods and schools. Nope. MSNBC brought on Nepo baby Paulo Ramos' daughter of racist Univision anchor Jorge Ramos to lament how illegal aliens, rape victims, have difficulty getting abortion pills once they enter Texas illegally, like Border Patrol agents should give it out like gum at an onion-eating contest. Wow. The employment by Network Ramos, someone who couldn't be more of a prototype of an MSNBC employee if the network had access to it all. I can't read anymore. It says it all to the bottom here. They're sick people. They're evil. Let me see if I could find a clip. Nope, there's no clip of it. I wanted to see if I could find a clip of that, but the repeated rape isn't the problem. The third world mentality flooding into the country, resulting in SA here in our country, isn't the outrage. It's the difficulty finding abortion pills, basically. So that, there you have it. I have nothing further, Your Honor. I rest my case. They're sick, evil, twisted individuals. Anyone tell me difference, then you're part of the problem. Leave a like, share, and subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.
Random thoughts, politics.